I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Time's up on our GeoQuiz. The place we're going to visit is called Skatistan, and it's located in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The answer to our quiz. Call it a dream project or an absurd fantasy, but an Australian expat is building a skateboarding center near downtown Kabul. As The World's Aaron Schachter reports, the project is aimed at bringing together Afghanistan's religious and ethnic groups, one kid at a time.
Welcome to the largest indoor sports facility in Afghanistan, or soon to be.
Oliver Perkovich and I walk into the shell of a building that should soon be a 19,000 square foot sports and education center.
Here we have one of the classrooms. We'll have desks around and computers in here with high-speed internet, or at least as high speed as possible. And the idea is that the kids will do half an hour to 1 hour of other activities before they skateboard. This is the canteen area.
Next to the canteen, two workmen lay tile in identical bathrooms. It seems a small thing, but it's a big deal here. If all goes well, beginning in the fall, 360 kids will come each week, half boys and half girls.
It's all about the children playing together, having different ethnicities in the same classroom, which doesn't actually happen, having rich kids and poor kids in the class that don't normally mix, and building trust between them.
In 2007, 34-year-old Perkovich followed his then-girlfriend to Kabul. The two started skateboarding here, inside a cracked and pitted concrete fountain. Kids would gather around to watch the strange sight. Perkovich started loaning them skateboards and soon created the nonprofit Skatistan, hoping for donations to get gear for the kids so they could ride in the fountain.
I mean, it's just got cracks everywhere. It's dusty. It's slippery. It's not that easy to skate. And these kids skate it with sandals on.
These are rich kids, poor kids, street kids, who would otherwise be washing cars or selling gum on the streets. They come from all of Afghanistan's ethnic groups. Perkovich uses some of the donations he's already received to pay some families the equivalent of what their kids would have made working, about $60 a month. Last year, the Canadian, Norwegian, and German government put up a combined $120,000, and the Afghan Olympic Committee donated land for Skatistan's indoor center. 10-year-old Maharo Sawarin is relatively well off. She lives in a nearby apartment and goes to school. She's wearing jeans, a t-shirt, and skateboarding sneakers she won in a competition.
I like this very much. It's great exercise and keeps you fit. Sometimes it's a bit embarrassing doing this in front of boys, but skateboarding isn't only for the boys. We can skate too, sometimes better than the boys.
Maharo says her parents don't mind her skateboarding, but the fact is she may only be able to do this a couple more years before societal pressure forces her to stop. It's one thing for a girl to skateboard with boys, quite another thing for a young woman to do it. Another girl, who's 9, looks downcast and says her parents don't approve. The gender issue isn't the only problem. Many of these kids have come from desperately poor, troubled homes, and some have acted out in destructive ways, like stealing equipment or hitting other kids. Perkovich hopes some of these problems will be solved when they move into the indoor facility. But back at the construction site, Perkovich concedes that being inside might create other problems.
So far, skateboarding in a public space in Kabul, we haven't had really anybody say, stop what you're doing, this is wrong. But as soon as we've got closed doors and walls where people can't actually see in, maybe we're going to come across all sorts of challenges that we didn't have before.
Even so, Perkovich says those potential challenges are worth it if he can get a few kids to fall in love with skateboarding the way he did as a kid. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Kabul.
You can check out some photos of Kabul skater boys and girls at theworld.org.